Hi, and welcome to Noosa's podcast, Kids Talk, You Listen. Today we're going to be talking about Black Lives Matter, so I'm going to introduce everybody around the table, and they are socially distanced.
Hi, I'm Hazisa.
Hi, I'm Alex.
Hi, I'm James.
Hi, I'm Tawana.
Hi, I'm Tiana.
Hi, I'm Brianna.
Hi, I'm Olivia.
Hi, I'm Raffaella. Fantastic. So can anyone kind of start off with telling us what Black Lives Matter is?
In my opinion, Black Lives Matter is a political and social movement. People that support BLM participate in protest against incidents of police brutality and all racially motivated violence against black people.
The Black Lives Matter movement was started in 2013 by three black women whose names are Alicia Daza, Patrice Willers and April Tinetti.
So what can you kind of tell me about stereotyping?
Whether we accept it or not, stereotyping has become habitual and is unavoidable in our modern society. And some of you may be thinking that you haven't judged someone on stereotypes. But from thinking that Africans are poor to thinking that Asians are smart, these stereotypes can be quite harmful and in most cases is the reason why bullying exists. And even if in some cases these stereotypes are correct, not only is judging people hurtful, it is wrong.
On the 25th of May, there was a video shared around on all social media of a man called George Floyd in America getting killed by a policeman.
But we are lucky we are in this modern age, because without social media and gadgets to record, we wouldn't be able to get the widespread coverage of George Floyd's death. And it's not just George Floyd that's died. There's lots of racial killings by police that have happened over the years.
I disagree. On social media platforms, some people are using George Floyd's or other people, or other black people that have died, as a mockery or just like a copy of other people so they can feel better, if that makes sense.
Like a trend.
So what does that mean?
So like when celebrities did that, like doing the black screen thing.
Oh, the black square on Instagram?
Yeah.
Right,
like,
okay.
If you look on their profile now, like they would have been like deleted off there now by now.
Yeah, they only use Black Lives Matter and then the black square, the trend, as if it's something that just happens and goes.
Yeah, also they use protests as like photo shoots. There are white influencers that are going to photo shoots, taking pictures for their Instagram and then leaving, and they're not actually supporting Black Lives Matter.
Just to play devil's advocate, so if I go to a protest, I genuinely want Black Lives to matter. I do want that, but I will put it on my social media because that's what we do now. When we have an amazing bowl of cereal, we put it on Instagram and we say this is amazing, and then people comment on it. Just me.
It's not a problem, but it's just like certain people do it as a trend.
As a trend.
Not because Black Lives Matter, they do it because they've seen somebody else do it, or they do it because everybody else is doing it.
So the protests were an act of people trying to come together and bring more attention to what was happening, but they don't always turn out good because a lot of violence can happen during that with police and people, and it just doesn't end good.
Yes, I feel like it has happened to me because when I was in Portugal, in the school that I went to, I was actually bullied because of the color of my skin. There was like this group of boys that would always make fun of me, and they like just never wanted to be around me. Like they would always like run away from me. I don't know why, just because of the color of my skin. They always used to say things like, oh, I don't like you. Like, they used to call me just weird names. And, yeah.
That's really sad to hear. Has that happened to you in England and, you know, more specifically at school here at Noosa?
No, when I came to Noosa. Because, like, here is, like, it's more diverse. Like, I see more people, like, of my own skin color. So, no, it just hasn't happened here.
How has that made you feel, though, knowing that that was how you were treated before? And has it affected your confidence in any way?
No. I love myself. I don't care what anyone says.
Yes, I love that. Okay, what next?
I feel like it starts from young as well. What you get taught or what you know is what is going to follow you throughout for the rest of your life.
Yeah, because you're not.
If you didn't know much about Black Lives Matter and you're saying these racial comments or you're doing certain stuff, you wouldn't know what the difference is or why you shouldn't say, because you didn't learn it at school.
Black people represented in your curriculum. So we've been doing a little bit more in attitude to learning and looking at more people from diverse backgrounds. How does that make you feel knowing that there are people that kind of look like you or from the same sort of backgrounds as you? How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel better because it shows that schools want to educate other people about it and show them well about all the good things Black people have done for this community.
I feel like it makes you feel more normal, so you blend in, because obviously we're different races, different colours, and people separate others to make them feel bad. But when teachers or schools or communities talk about Black Lives Matter, it just makes you fit in.
Were invented by Black women. The first one being taller idea. This was invented by Dr. Shirley Jackson. And then another invention, which is my personal favourite, the heater, was invented by a Black woman named Alice H. Parker.
I mean, the heater keeps us warm.
And then everyone wants to be warm.
That's a thing that we use like every day, but I did not know that. A lot of other people get mentioned all the time for things we use every day, but I've never heard of that. And it's crazy how many people you haven't heard of that have come from ethnic minorities, and it's crazy.
What can we do to change that, James?
It needs to be taught more. It needs to be put into the curriculum. It needs to be. As has been said previously, we can't just put it 1 month, because that 1 month, that's 1 month of our life. Well, that's 1 month of a year, but it's happening every day of our lives, and it needs to be taught all the time.
So, what about normalising?
Questions about race. I often heard that when George Floyd was killed, that people didn't feel comfortable about talking about race because they felt that they were too uneducated to speak about it. Now, I think, for example, when we are in a classroom and we don't know how to answer a question, our natural instinct is to put our hand up and ask how to answer the question. And I don't think it should be any different with having conversations about race. If we're unsure about something, we should be able to ask somebody else who we think may know and how the answer to our question. And if they don't know, they may be able to redirect you to somewhere else. And I think it's almost like a cycle. Once one person gets some information, they can pass it on to somebody else, and they can pass it on to somebody else. And we all may not know everything about race, but when we all come together and share our knowledge, it can be really powerful.
So how does that make you feel as the next generation?
I just feel like it's just disgusting how we're still doing this in 2020. Like, this has been going on for years, centuries, and nothing's been changing. Even the slightest thing, it should have been changing years ago. Why is it just changing now? It's just weird to know why we're still doing this. Generations past generations past generations are still going on doing the same thing, and not one message is getting through.
Well, the thing about when people hear the word Black Lives Matter, they think that we're trying to put Black people above everyone else and make us greater, when all we want is just equality and we just want to be treated equally. We don't want to be seen as aggressive and violent just because of the color of our skin, because that's not right.
Even though people who are not Black, we have a responsibility to support people who are Black.
What is your opinion on the N-word?
I think that because it's like vaguely used, we don't really know like the background of it, that like it came from slavery. I don't think a lot of people know the background either, because obviously some people might not be like as educated. And I think that like, it gets like used like a lot to say like where it came from.
Yeah,
I don't think it's right. And I just don't think it should be used how they use it, because with the impact it had on them, why would you want to bring that back up?
Can I ask a question? So often in songs, the N-word is used, and I've seen that people believe that if the N-word is used in a song, that people should skip over the N-word and not release it. But I've also seen that other people think that it's okay, so I just wanted to know your opinions.
Some people say to act cool because they admire rappers, and I just think it should be treated as an incredibly derogatory term, and that it shouldn't be used as a greeting or on a regular basis.
I think that it's just influence from, if you see somebody wearing a shirt on Instagram, you're going to be like, oh, I want that shirt, or I want to be like her. So in songs, when black people or whoever says the word, they're going to think, you know what, I want to be like them, and they're going to say the word. I feel like it's just influence passing on from generations to generations. So
thoughts on it then? Taking the word back and saying, okay, that's a word that's ours now. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's just...
it's their word.
It's just what people want to use and what they want to say when they want to say it, I guess. Like, in England, we have roast dinners. In Italy, they have pasta. It's just, like, what people, like, think is right to say because they think it's theirs.
How can we get rid of racism, then, if you're using the N-word? Sorry.
I disagree with this only because roast dinners and pasta are traditions. This word
is that from a breeze.
Exactly. This word is something that affected black people from centuries ago. Why would you want to bring that back up?
Is changes going will be to made. Get
what type of changes?
Black people so start to be more respected.
Yeah, that's like the problem we have is that we don't really know what changes. The biggest change is us changing as people and how we act towards others and our peers.
I feel like the change is equality between black people.
I feel it's lost its history, and I feel it's lost its definition in modern day society. It gets used all the time, and it's never used in the right context. It used to mean like horrible things, and now it's used all the time. It shouldn't be. It should still have its definition.
So what should we say to young black men and black women who use it as a greeting? What's your point? Because I can't say anything. This is about you and your points. So tell me, what do you think? What could we do? What should we be saying to our next generation?
I think because influence is a big impact on how people view things or how people view themselves, I think you shouldn't just say something because you heard somebody else say if you don't know the proper meaning of what you're saying.
Get educated.
It's nice to feel empowered by words, but using the actual word means black slave, and labelling your friends and greeting other people with that word is almost like being mean to them and bringing up the history of racism.
And I suppose, are black people defined by slavery? No. So why is that word then used? Because it feels like we're always defining it back to slavery.
Well, because when black people use it, and like, you can tell if someone's like, if a black person uses it, you can tell like when they're being nice about it, like in a greeting way. But you can also tell when somebody is using it in a racial way.
How about we just get rid of the word? What's your thoughts on that? You just completely delete it from the dictionary.
I feel like though doesn't really matter what you do in this society.
It's still, yeah, it would still be the same.
Somebody's gonna come up with something else, or saying you're a black slave, or saying something else.
Or like.
But I feel like the word is very vile, in.
And toxic.
In some people's eyes, and some people don't think it's vile and toxic. I just feel like whatever you know, whatever you've been taught, or who you've heard it from, is going to decide on what you think of the word.
Do you think it's the more you talk about it, though, the more you then realise the right and the wrong way to use it? Because I suppose for some of us, we've never had this conversation before. And for some of our listeners, they might have never heard this point of view, I suppose. So they may have never thought that that's actually the wrong thing to do. What are your thoughts on that?
People need to be a lot more educated. Like, as I said, the history is awful, and like, people need to understand what it means before they can use it. It's like using a word in another language that you don't know the meaning of. You're never going to get anywhere with it because you don't know what it means. And if you do know what it means, why are you using it in the wrong context?
Do you think the Black Lives Matter protest is helping us to educate ourselves more, especially with the usage of this word, for example?
Yeah, I think it really is.
Would we have been able to have this conversation a year ago without the protests?
Definitely. I don't think people would be as confident to do it. It's inspired a lot of confidence in people. The protest, it's made people that don't usually speak about these things finally find their voice and use it.
Yeah, it's made people realise how serious racism is, because before the protests, no one actually knew black people were killed because of racism, and now we do, and now it's sparked up so much
confidence.
Yes. I was going to say drama, but I think that's the wrong term to describe the empowerment of black people. Who do you think is responsible for educating people about races? Do you think it's us, or do you think the school should be educating us?
I think it should come from both parts, because people should they should want to learn about it themselves, and the school should be like
supporting them
on doing it.
Changes might not happen, but if we all go home and do our research on what people want to know, and we all come back together as a group, we could make some changes. Maybe everything might not change, because that's not always the case, but some little things can change.
And when we teach ourselves, we can teach the future generations about it, and they'll just become better people, of course.
I feel like it's down to us as well, because the past generations, they got some message across, but they didn't get everything, and we're the next stop, and the people below us are going to be the next stop. So I feel like if we keep passing it down, then it will be less of an issue and less of a problem.
Bye! Well, a massive thank you to our fantastic young people who contributed to Kids Talk, You Listen. Follow us on Official Noosa on Twitter. You will not be disappointed. We are hashtag Amazing Noosa. So anybody from Noosa who wants to get in contact and be on our podcast, you are more than welcome, because you are the force of change.